我今日去读我哋经文。
Let us come and read the scriptures together.
今日选读经文系取自约翰福音第七章第三十七至三十九节。
Scriptures in the book of John, chapter 7, verses 37 to 39.
我哋一齐去读，先用中文读完经文读出。
We'll be reading this together, first in Cantonese and then in English.
约翰福音第七章第三十七至三十九节，我哋一齐去读。至其的仆人，就是最大之人。耶稣就在高声说：人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中会流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是藉着信他之人会受圣灵说的。他自然有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
John chapter 7. Let us read this together. On the last day, the climax of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, If you are thirsty, come to me. If you believe in me, come and drink. For the scriptures declare that rivers of living water will flow out from within. When he said living water, he was speaking of the Spirit, who would be given to everyone believing in him.But the Spirit had not yet been given, because Jesus had not yet entered into His glory.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
今日题目之位正道，题目是活水江河。
The title of the message by Pastor Wilson Chang is Rivers of Living Waters.
咁我哋咧都睇緊一連串係約翰福音。
And as we saw last week, Jesus is the real life light.
咁上星期我哋咧就睇到咧，佢話到耶穌咧就係我哋生命嘅真光。
Jesus claims he is the light of the world.
耶穌講到佢自己就係呢個世界嘅光。
And so today we're looking at John 7.And the phrase in verse 38, rivers of living water.
咁今日咧，我哋睇到约翰福音嘅第七章，咁佢嗰度睇到我哋有一句，佢讲到佢话就系呢、这个活嘅江河，活水嘅江河。
And I like to look at that phrase in particular in the context of these verses and Gospel John in chapter 7.
咁我咧就今日咧好希望咧喺约翰福音嘅第七章里边咧，我哋就特别睇呢一个由佢嗰个嘅上下文嗰度去睇呢个活水嘅江河。
Under three headings: one, the promise; two, the need; and three, the fulfillment.
咁我哋就用三个嘅题目嚟到去睇，第一个就讲到话嗰个嘅应许，第二就讲到嗰个需要，第三就讲到嗰个嘅成就、
promise,
那个、实现。
Need.Fulfillment.
应许我们的需要和那个成就那个的实现。
You know, it's difficult for us 21st century types to get a grasp and understand first century Palestine.
咁咧喺我哋二十世纪嘅人咧，好难能够去明白咧喺第一世纪嘅时候巴勒斯坦系点嘅。
Because obviously we weren't around back then.
因为好明显嘅就系我哋嗰阵时间我哋唔喺嗰度。
But you know, in order to understand what Jesus is saying here and in the Bible.We need to go back and understand what we can.
咁但系咧，要我哋咧去明白耶稣喺呢度所讲紧嘅嘢嘅时候咧，我哋就需要咧去翻到去嗰个嘅时间去明白当时嘅情况。
You know, it's very unusual. Somebody in a church setting like this or a temple jumps up and shouts, "If you believe in me, come and drink." But the scriptures declare that rivers of living water will flow out from within. That should.Register in our brain, something is happening.
咁咧，你可能咧好难想象到咧，即系有人好似我哋咁样坐喺度嘅时候咧，突然之间有人企起身，大声叫佢话到你要嚟到我度，得呢一个嘅生命活水嘅江河。
You just don't do that, right? In a public place. That's why it's important to understand the setting, to understand what.Jesus is saying here.
在我们来讲呢，真的在公众的场合里面这样做的时候呢，即我们都会很难了解到，所以我们就需要去明白究竟耶稣讲的时候那个上文下理是怎
样。 You see, there's a feast going on, a festival. And feasts and festivals were there back then, created for what reason? To anticipate something that's remarkable that's going to happen.
咁咧當時嘅情況咧就係喺一個嘅節期裏邊嘅。咁佢哋呢個節期咧就係愛嚟咧就慶祝咧，佢哋咧去期待緊有一啲嘅事情係要發生嘅。
You see, this is the Feast of Tabernacles, as the Old Testament describes it. This is an occasion that all Israel gathers. So it's an important occasion, and it just shouts out this thing.
咁咧喺當時嚟講咧，佢哋就係慶祝緊一個嘅住棚節，係一個好大嘅節期。咁喺當時嘅時候咧，咁耶穌咧就企起身咧，就大聲咁講。
So why? Why does Jesus do that?
點解耶穌要咁樣做咧？
The Feast of Tabernacles. How many of you are familiar? How many of you have heard from the Old Testament Feast of Tabernacles?
有冇邊個咧喺舊約嘅時候咧聽過或者係熟悉咩叫做係住棚節咧？
I see a show of hands. Anybody? Woo, tune in. I'm on the wrong frequency here, right? Feast of Tabernacles. Nobody's heard of Feast of Tabernacles. Wow. Well, that's okay. You'll understand Jesus' words. I'll explain the Feast of Tabernacles to you. It was an annual 8-day festival. And it was a commemoration. Israel gathered as a people. They wanted to celebrate God's provision of daily water for them as they wandered in the wilderness on those 40 years.
咁就係咧，對啲以色列人講咧，佢哋就係去紀念到咧，當佢哋咧喺曠野裏邊40年嘅時候咧，神點樣每日嘅嚟到供應水俾佢哋。
Again, I'm explaining this because you have to understand the context. You want to understand Jesus' words, right? They're important.
咁所以咧，如果你要去明白耶穌而家講緊嗰啲嘢咧，你就需要咧去明白到嗰個嘅神。
And during the feast, the people would carry these leafy branches.
咁喺嗰啲節期裏邊嘅時候，有啲人咧就會拎住一啲咧有葉嘅樹枝。
And it would probably symbolize some stages of vegetation in their wilderness wandering for 40 years or so.
咁可能咧就代表到咧，即係佢哋喺曠野裏邊嘅時候咧，即係嗰啲植物生長嘅唔同嘅階段。
It's a picture of people of God in the temple, all these leafy branches.Walking around.
咁你要想象下咧，就係、是、當時咧，即係神嗰啲子民咧，佢哋就拎住呢啲咁嘅樹枝咧，喺呢個聖殿裏邊咧嚟回周圍行來行去。
But they're chanting something.
但係當佢哋行嘅時候咧，佢哋咧就喺度咧吟即係唱緊一啲嘅嘢嘅。
They're chanting Psalm 118 verse 25.
咁佢哋就係講唱緊咧就係詩篇嘅第118篇嘅第25節。
Oh Lord, save us! They're chanting, save us!
咁喺度讲佢话耶和华求你救我
，Do send prosperity to us。
佢话咧，求你咧，使我哋咧能够亨通。
You see, this is probably a prayer for rain because it's agricultural society and fruitful harvest。
咁呢个咧，可能对佢哋当时系一个嘅农业社会嚟讲咧，就系佢哋嘅祈祷咧，就系求神咧俾佢哋咧能够有雨啦，同埋能够有丰收。
And on each day of this feast, this again, it's a big thing in that culture.This feast, the priest of the temple would draw water from this pool of Siloam in Jerusalem.
咁咧喺呢一个节期嘅每一日里边咧，对佢哋嚟讲呢个系一个好大嘅节期嚟嘅。咁啲祭司咧就会去到咧呢个耶路撒冷嘅一个西罗暗池嗰度咧，就会每日喺嗰度咧抽即系打水，攞啲水出嚟。
And the priest would have this water, and he joined in a procession, you know, with these people holding these branches.
咁佢哋咧就会拎住呢啲水咧，就好似同埋其他人咁样咧。就向住呢個聖殿嗰度咧嚟到去巡行遊行噶啦。
And there'd be a nice silver bowl by the altar against the temple, and they'd be pouring the water into the bowl.
咁然後咧，佢哋咧就會拎住將呢啲嘅水咧，就去到咧嗰個近住聖殿嗰度咧有一個嘅壇，咁樣咧嗰度有一個銀盤，佢哋就將啲水咧倒落去個銀盤度。
Now in antiquity there was a document called the Talmud.
咁樣咧喺當時咧有一個嘅記錄咧就叫 Talmud。
The Talmud is Old Testament catechism. Catechism is a learning device.
咁呢個咧就係佢哋當時咧學習舊約嘅一個好似一個即係好似信仰問答咁樣。
And it's a question. It's a question and answer format, you know, for learning for kids. And the question is this in that Talmud related to the feast. Why is the name of it, referring to the priest's action of pouring the water, called the drawing out of the water?
咁咧，當時即係呢啲咁嘅信仰問答咧，其實就俾啲細路仔去學嘅。咁嗰個咧，其中有一個問題咧，就係講到特別喺呢個住棚節裏邊，佢講到佢話點解即係祭司佢想做嘅嗰樣嘢係叫做即係叫做係話將水嚟到去抽出嚟咧
And the correct answer in the Talmud, in the Catechism, is because of the pouring out of the Holy Spirit, according to what is said, with joy you shall draw water out of the wells of salvation, which is a quote from Isaiah 12:3.
咁樣呢，呢一個嘅信仰問答呢，嗰陣時個答案佢話呢，就話呢，呢一個將水抽出嚟嘅意思呢，就話呢，將聖靈嚟到去轎灌落嚟，就好似呢，就喺以賽亞書嘅第12章第3節所講，佢話，所以你們必從救恩的泉源歡然取水。
Again, I say this to you because it's important to understand Jesus' words here.
咁咧，我咁樣講咧，就係咧係好緊要嘅，因為咧咁你先可以明白點解耶穌佢咁樣講法。
In the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah, the Spirit is clearly and consistently promised.
咁喺舊約以賽亞嗰度，佢已經講到咧，原來咧呢個聖靈咧係已經被應許話會嚟到。
It's first promised to the Messiah, Jesus Himself. The Spirit is promised to Him.
咁樣咧，首先咧，佢應許到咧，就話呢一個嘅聖靈咧，會去到呢個尼賽亞。
And then the Spirit of God through Him is promised to His people.
然後咧，藉著呢個尼賽亞咧，就去到凡係相信佢嘅人嗰度。Those
who believe.
就係所有信佢嘅。And
so verse 39 says, when He, Jesus, was said living water, He was speaking of the Spirit of God, who would be given to everyone, everyone. Believing in Him.
所以喺第39節嗰度，咁當耶穌咁講嘅時候，佢話耶穌這話是指著信他之人要受聖靈説的。But
Spirit had not been given, again in its fullness. I don't have time to unpack that. But the Spirit had not been given in its fullness because Jesus had not yet entered into His glory. He hadn't gone to the cross and ascended, resurrected, and ascended in heaven yet.
咁但係一路佢講到佢話那時話沒有賜下聖靈來，因為耶穌尚未得著榮耀。咁嗰時耶穌基督佢都仲未咧話係復活升上天。The
promise
呢一個嘅應許
of rivers of living water to the people of God.
佢一個應許就係話到呢個活水嘅泉源會俾到嗰啲屬於佢嘅人。
God wanted to show His power and His love to His people. You know when they were wandering in the wilderness.
咁喺當佢哋喺曠野嘅時候，神想佢哋去睇見佢嗰個能力同埋佢哋嘅佢哋對佢哋嘅愛。
He freed them. He freed. They were slaves. Israel was slaves. He frees them.
咁當時以色列人佢哋都係奴隸嚟嘅，神佢點樣將佢哋釋放出嚟
？And He shows them His power and love so that they cleave to Him. They trust Him. They would trust Him. They would obey Him.
神將佢嘅能力同埋佢嘅愛嚟到向佢哋顯明，以致佢哋能夠去信靠神。
And the purpose of the feast is to remind the people of that of those miraculous days.
咁而呢啲嘅節日咧，其實就係去提醒嗰啲人，話俾你聽神當時係點樣喺你當中行呢啲嘅神蹟。
But not only to commemorate those days, to anticipate more of what's coming.
咁同埋咧，呢啲嘅節期咧，唔係淨係俾佢哋咧去紀念咧當時以前嘅日子係點樣樣，而係更加咧叫佢哋咧去期待將要嚟到嘅係乜嘢。So
that's the atmosphere where Jesus jumps and shouts. He shouts what? Look at me! Come! Come to me!
咁呢個就係嗰個情況，點解咧？耶穌基督喺當時咧嚟到企起身，大聲嘅同佢講，佢話到嚟到我嗰度。I'm
the one. Whom you're longing for, in anticipation. I'm the one who's come.
我就係嗰個你哋一直喺度等待、期待緊嘅嗰一位。
The kingdom's arrived. I'm here. You're looking at him.
天國已經嚟到啦，你睇下，我就喺呢度啦。
You don't have to long. You don't have to celebrate this festival anymore. I'm here to fulfill it.
你唔再需要喺度期待，唔再需要喺度淨係慶祝呢一個嘅節期，我已經喺呢一度啦。
Because Jesus is saying, God is now drawing near you. I'm here before you. He offers His saving rule to all who would believe and submit to His authority.
耶穌基督佢話神已經咧係去親近臨到去你度，藉住我嘅時候，我已經喺呢度，我將我自己俾你哋。
Isaiah alludes to this. Isaiah 42:1, Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nation.
喺以賽亞書嘅第42章第1節咁佢咁講，佢話看啊，我的仆人，我所扶持、所揀選、心裏所喜悅的，我已將我的靈賜給他，他必將公理傳給外邦。
You see, many years prior to this event, Isaiah wrote those words.
你睇下喺耶稣讲说话嘅呢一件事之前，好多好多好多年前，以赛亚已经喺度咁样讲啦。
They'll tell us if it is fire, they'll let us know and we can evacuate. But I don't know.
如果係即係佢哋會通知我哋，我哋需唔需要走
？Aren't you glad you came today, right? For those of you in Covenant Church, that's why you need your own church building. that's why we envy you guys. Even though your building's falling apart, sorry. Okay, is that it, or you think there's more? There's still some flashing lights here, but might be it, huh? The servant Isaiah's talking about, he's going to lay down his life for God's people.
在以賽亞書所講到的那個仆人，他說到他會將他的生命來放下。
And Isaiah is saying, the Messiah is going to need the Spirit of God to do that.
以賽亞在這裡說，他說這個彌賽亞需要神的靈來完成。
And in order for this Messiah to bring full justice to the nations, he's going to need the Spirit.
他需要这个灵，以致他能够将这个公理传到外邦。
That's what the Messiah is going to do.
这就是弥赛亚所要做的事。
Somehow, all those who have been the objects of injustice,
所有我们凡是面对被不公平的,
will find the wrongs righted.
我们都可以找到这些错是可以被矫正过来。
Because the Messiah is coming. He's going to right the wrong.
因为这个弥赛亚来到的时候，他会将错误的纠正过来。
Especially at his second coming, says Isaiah.
特别在这里讲到他第二次再来的时候。
And there will be justice amply given out to all those who've experienced injustice.
特别在那个时间的时候，凡是经历过不公平的话，他们都可以经历到就是说 有充足的公理是给到他们。See,
that's the promise. John is explaining the promises here.
约翰他就是在这里去解释到这个应许。
Right? John chapter 1, the dove at Jesus' baptism was sent down.
在约翰福音第一章的时候，约翰他讲到他说，圣灵就如同鸽子的降下来，落到基督的身上。
Sent down upon Jesus. The Spirit has been sent down upon Jesus.
他说这个神的灵去降临到耶稣基督那里。
Because Jesus needed to obey God perfectly for us.
因为耶稣他需要为我们的缘故，去完全的来到去顺服神。
In his humanity, he needed to obey for us.
在他这个人的身体上，他需要完全的来到去顺服神。
And he needed to go to the cross.
他需要去到这个十架上面。
To be our substitute, to pay the penalty for our sins.
去代替我们来到去付这个罪的那个赎价。
To appease the holiness and justice of God.
来到去满足神那个的圣洁和公义。
See, that's the promise, but there's more. There's more to this promise.
这个就是那个应许，但是其实是还有更多的。
The Spirit is not only given to Christ, as Christ points out here, it's given to his people.
神的灵不是只是给到基督，他更加是透过他给到我们。
Again, Isaiah 44, verses 3 and 4. For I will pour out water on a thirsty land and streams of on the dry ground.
在以赛亚书第44章第3、第4节，他咁讲，他话：因为我要将水浇灌口渴的人，将河浇灌干旱之地。
He goes, I will pour out my spirit on your offspring.
我要将我嘅灵浇灌你嘅后裔。
My blessing on your descendants.
将我嘅福浇灌你嘅子孙。
And they'll spring up like grass, like poplars. Of streams, by streams of water.
他们要发生在草上，像溪水旁的流树。
John says the same thing in John chapter 3.
那约翰在约翰福音的第三章，他都是这样讲。
For He, God, gives the Spirit without measure, without measure.
他说因为神赐圣灵给他是没有限量的。
You see, God doesn't say, well, I'll just give a little bit to you, Sarah.
神不是只是说、啊、Sarah, 我就给少少你啦。
And I'll give a couple of drops to you, Joe.
Joe, 我就给一滴你啦。
Maybe Joanne, I'll give you a half a cup.
或者 Joanne, 我给半杯你啦。
No, he says, he will give the Spirit to his people without measure.
不是，他讲到他会将他的灵是没有限量的来到给到他的子民。
You see, it's the heart of God to give that which reveals Jesus in our hearts without measure, says John.
这个就是神的心肠，他就是说他要将、将耶稣彰显给我们，他是无限量的，给我们将耶稣彰显在我们的心里面。
You know what that means? The Lord is with you in your fatigue, in your spiritual lethargy.
就是说在我们疲乏的时候，在我们灵里面冷淡的时候。
In every bit of your weakness, in your materialism, in the struggles of your sin, He's with you.
在我们的软弱里面，或者在我们的物质化里面，在我们的罪里面，主都是同我们同在。
He's with you in your unbelief.
在我们不信的时候，祂都同我们一起。
That's what Isaiah promised. That's what John is saying.
这个就是以赛亚所应许，也是约翰在这里所说的。
This has all come to pass.Because Jesus is here, He's shouting that to the people.
一切已经过去，喺呢度睇见耶稣基督向呢啲嘅人嚟到去呼喊。
Jesus comes in the power of the Holy Spirit, and He therefore gives new life by the power of the Spirit.
耶稣喺圣灵里边有个能力嘅嚟到，而佢亦都去将呢个新嘅生命呢、这个嚟俾到我哋。
I don't have time to expand more on the promise, but that's the promise. But some of you, you look puzzled. You look like, so what? So what?
咁咧，呢个咧就系嗰个嘅应许。可能你哋喺度谂紧，咁又点咧
？Well, I'll tell you so what。
咁我话俾你听，咁有咩意思咧
？Every single person here, every single person out there has a need for living water。
我哋每一个人喺呢度嘅，或者喺出边嘅人，我哋都需要到呢一个活水嘅江河。
You have a deep ache inside you right now。
喺你嘅里边有一个深深嘅需要。
Let me try to unpack that you in just one area. I don't have time, but just one area, one example of this ache that is within you right now.
或者咧，我就仲只系用一个嘅例子嚟到去讲到喺我哋心里边，我哋嗰个深深嘅嗰个需要或者嗰个痛楚。
Why is romantic love the object of enormous power for the human heart? Why is that so?
为什么爱情很多时候对人来说都是人心里面在人的心里面有这么大的能力呢
Well, Christians explain that by pointing to the fact that we're made in the image of God.
基督徒很多时候解释他就说因为我们是按着神的形象来去做的。
God is love.
神是爱。
Therefore, we have a need for love.
所以我们都有这个爱的那个需要。
Those who don't believe, like an evolutionist biologist would say, that we're hardwired in our brain for love.
咁样咧，嗰啲進化論嘅嗰啲人咧，佢就講：哦，因為咧喺我哋嘅腦裏邊咧，我哋已經係有呢個結構做出嚟，我哋係需要愛嘅。
It doesn't matter which one you believe. The given is romantic love. Is there?
咁無論咧你信邊一套都好啦，即係你所睇到嘅就係你好需要呢個愛情。
And it can excessively dominate.Your life.
咁有時甚至咧係過分嘅嚟到去支配咗我哋嘅生命添。
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that.
你唔需要係一個好偉大嘅科學家嚟都知道。
There's great trauma and devastation when relationships go sour.
咁你都知道，當人同人嘅關係，假如咧係是 破裂嘅時候咧，喺當中都會有好多嘅傷痛。
In fact, ask any law enforcement officer.They will tell you most murders surround broken relationships. Romantic love gone astray.
咁或者你可以有時問下一啲律師，你就知道啦。好多時好多嘅謀殺都係因為咧一個愛嘅關係裏邊係破碎。
It's a fact that people are hurt and devastated, hardened by broken relationships.
咁呢個係一個事實，就係咧，當一啲嘅關係去破碎嘅時候咧，人都會係被受傷害，或者係人嘅心咧就會剛硬落嚟。
Right, why is the divorce rate, even amongst Christians, in the Western world, over 50%?
为什么就算在西方的社会里面，就算是基督徒当中，离婚率都去到成50%呢？
Even people who completely avoid romantic love because of bitterness.
咁有啲人呢，可能因为呢心里面嘅苦毒，所以佢哋呢就去逃避呢个爱情。
Or they avoid it because of fear.
又或者呢，佢哋呢好驚恐惧，有多嘅恐惧，所以佢哋去避开。
They're actually being controlled by its power.
因为就算佢哋咁样做嘅时候，其实佢哋都係被呢个爱情嘅能力去控制住佢哋。
The lure is there whether you reject it or not.
咁所以即係話呢，無論你係去接受或者係去拒絕。
Let me ask you, why do we live in a day and age society where, non-committal sexual relationships, why is that the, norm, according to society? Why is that so?
我問下大家，點樣喺我哋今日所身處嘅社會裏面，有咁多人佢哋有一啲嘅性行為嘅時候，佢哋都唔願意嘅去彼此維生呢？
We don't want to be manipulated by love.
因为呢，他们很多时候都想说，我们不想被爱情来到去控制住支配。
That very fact shows you the power of love.
在这些事情里面，其实给我们看见呢，就是那个爱那个的能力是多么大。
Whether you have it or not.
无论你有或者没有都好。
You're enslaved to it, either way.
你无论是选择哪一个的做法，你都是其实是被他来到去奴，好像是成为他的奴隶。
Either you must have it,Or you're so afraid of love, you can't have it.
你一系咧就有啲人咧就话我一定要有，或者系有啲人咧佢惊到一地步就话我唔要。
What do I mean by that? The person who can't have it, they'll avoid people who would make a wonderful marriage partner.
因为咧对于一啲咧去逃避，佢唔想去到面对呢个爱情嘅人，可能佢哋咧就喺佢哋嘅婚姻里边咧就系错失咗一个咧佢哋好好嘅一个嘅生命嘅配偶。
And the opposite is true too.
咁相反嚟講，亦都係真嘅，就係
The person who must have it，
對於一啲人嚟講，佢話我一定要有呢個愛情嘅。
Will choose a partner that's ill-fitting for them。
咁佢哋咧，或者咧就求其咧就揾咗一個咧，對佢哋根本係完全唔適合嘅人。
You see power? If you're too afraid of love, or you're too enamored by love, it's assuming a godlike power over you.
所以你可以去睇下，譬如你或者你好怕去爱，或者系咧你成日都好想达到要得到嘅都好，你都系俾佢嚟到去呢、这个爱就好似好似神嘅力量咁去控制住你。
And that power distorts your perception of life。
咁而佢就会咧去扭曲咗咧你对生命嗰个嘅睇法啊嘅观点啦。
And you'll do anything to fill that inner emptiness。
咁你咧就會咧去做好多唔同嘅任何嘅嘢都好咧，嚟到去填補你裏邊嗰個嘅空虛。
An example is Jacob in Genesis 29。
咁你可以睇下咧，聖經其實都有啲咁嘅例子，就好似喺創世記嘅第29章裏邊，亞各。
His inner emptiness made him vulnerable to the power and idolatry of romantic love。
咁亞各喺佢裏邊嗰個空虛就係話到咧，令到佢咧就因着佢所要追寻嘅呢个嘅爱情咧，佢受到伤害。
If you're familiar with the story of Jacob in the Bible, Genesis 29, what happens?
咁如果你熟悉创世记29章嘅时候，你就知道当时发生喺亚各身上。
He offers to work for his uncle Laban for 7 years. 7 years for the hand of marriage for Laban's daughter Rachel.
咁佢愿意咧，因为为到咧佢嗰个舅舅拉班嘅女儿拉结。嘅緣故咧，佢為佢咧嚟到去做咗七年嘅工作。
Commentators tell us that that was 4 times more than the ordinary dowry or for the bride back then in that culture。
佢話咧，因為佢咧想娶呢個拉結嘅時候咧，佢付出嘅嗰啲嘅代價咧，係比當時社會嚟講咧，係人哋所付出嘅4倍咁多。
And some uncle that Jacob has, right?He takes advantage of Jacob over his love sickness.
咁咧，而佢嘅舅舅拉班咧，就因为睇见亚各咧，佢好似爱得神魂颠倒咁嘅时候咧，佢就喺当中咧嚟到去攞佢便宜啦。
Because as the story unfolds, you know what happens. Jacob's deceived.
咁因为咧，当你继续睇个故事嘅，你就知道咧，亚各佢系被欺骗。
Laban gives him his other daughter Leah instead.
咁拉班佢咧就将佢另外嘅一个女儿利亚俾咗亚各。
And get this, Jacob agrees to work 7 more years for Rachel.
咁但係亞各唔死心，佢因為要得著呢個拉結嘅時候，佢再為佢嘅舅舅拉班咧嚟做咗七年嘅工作。
Let me ask you, in our psychological age, what does that tell you about Jacob?
咁如果用我哋今日嘅心理學嘅名詞去睇嘅時候，你點樣睇亞各咧
？He's an addict。
咁你就會覺得咧，即係亞各咧，佢其實就好似咧係上咗癮咁樣。
But the point is the inner emptiness. That's the example that I'm using.You have that, whether it be love or career or family or whatever. You have the inner emptiness that you're longing for something.
咁我喺呢度用嘅呢個例子咧，就係其實咧，我想表達到咧，就話喺其實喺我哋裏邊咧，有呢一個內裏邊嘅空虛。無論你所追尋嘅係乜嘢，可能係你嘅工作啦，或者係愛啦。
I don't have time to explain how this has actually worked out. This lure for romantic love, but.I think you could fill in the blanks. You know, we live in a day and age where why do older men leave their wives for younger women?
咁即係我都唔需要再好即係講多好詳細好多其他嘅嘢，但係我哋都可以睇到，就算喺今日嘅日子裏邊，我哋有時會見到點解一啲好年長嘅男士佢哋要去追尋一啲好年輕嘅女性咧
？Or why do women stay trapped in abusive relationships？
或者係點解有一啲嘅女性佢哋根本喺一個咧被虐待嘅關係裏邊嘅時候，佢哋仍然係留喺嗰個關係裏邊
？Right？ Why are these problems？ Why is that so？
點解會有呢啲咁嘅問題咧
？Our fear, our inner barrenness. We want something.
我哋嘅恐懼或者喺我哋裏邊嗰個嘅荒謬，叫我哋咧就好似我哋要去追求，我哋要得著一啲嘅嘢。
And when we want to medicate or appease our addiction, it makes us foolish, and we choose destructive choices.
當我哋咧要去追尋我哋自己心裏邊所想渴慕嘅嘢，我哋好似上咗癮咁嘅時候咧，咁我哋就會係有一啲好愚昧同埋好破壞性嘅選擇。
Saint Augustine was a famous Christian back way back, and he writes his book Confessions.
咁奧古斯丁咧，佢咧就寫過喺佢嘅一本書 Confession 嗰度咁講。
And in that book, he reasons that there are unfulfillable desires that are clues.That God exists.
佢話咧，其實喺我哋裏邊咧，有陣時有啲咧係不滿足嘅嗰啲嘅渴求咧，其實係俾我哋睇到咧，係亦係成為一個線索俾我哋睇見咧神嗰個嘅真實。
How does this work out? He explains this through examples.
佢話點樣點解咁樣咧？佢就俾一啲例子。
Just because you feel, let's say you want to have lobster for lunch, just because you feel that you want to have lobster for lunch doesn't mean you're going to get it.
佢就話到咧，譬如好似你有一日你好想咧食龍蝦做午餐，佢話你嗰個嘅渴慕咧，唔係代表咧你就會係得到噶啦。
Well, hunger doesn't prove that a particular meal or dish desired you're going to get。
咁即係話咧，喺你裏邊嗰個嘅飢餓咧，話俾你聽你想乜嘢嘢咧，唔係代表咧，即係你所要嘅嗰樣嘢咧就會係達到噶啦。
Doesn't the appetite for food indicate that food exists?
咁即係話咧，當我哋對食物咧係有嗰個嘅想要食某一樣嘢嘅時候，係咪就代表嗰種食物就存在咧
？Isn't it true that the innate desires correspond to real objects? Like if I'm tired, I need sleep.
咁佢話咧，當我哋裏邊心裏邊有一個嗰個需要嘅時候咧，係咪代表咧嗰種嗰種嘅物件就會喺度咧？咁當我哋疲倦嘅時候，係咪你就想睡覺咧
？But we have longings for relational desires. That means we want friends.
咁咧喺我哋裏邊，如果我哋咧好渴慕能夠係同人之間有一個關係嘅時候，我哋咧就好想有朋友。
And we have these longings of joy, love, beauty.
咁我喺我哋裏邊，我哋都渴慕有呢個喜樂啦，有愛啦，同埋有呢個美麗。
But nothing.In this world, satisfies that longing.
但係咧喺呢個世界裏邊咧，冇任何嘅嘢咧可以滿足到我哋所心裏邊所渴慕嘅。
We want something, nothing in this world can fulfill us.
我哋所想嘅嗰啲嘢咧，喺呢個世界裏邊咧係冇一樣嘢可以完全嘅滿足我哋。
Isn't that a clue that something else exists?
咁俾我哋睇見係咪究竟喺呢度俾我哋睇見有一個線索就話有其他嘅嘢係存在嘅咧
？The Bible says.You were made to worship and commune intimately with God.
在圣经里面讲呢，他说我们被造呢，是要呢，跟神呢，是有一个的沟通，还有去跟神有一个的敬拜。
You have that desire deep down within you.
在你里面， 在你的心里面的深处是有这个的渴慕。
Your search right now to quench that thirst.
你其实就在追寻着，来到希望可以解了你里面那个的饥渴。
And Jesus is shouting at you right now and saying, I am the one who can quench your thirst.
耶稣他就在这里呼喊，他就说，我就是那一位可以去来到去令你的饥渴能够得着解渴的。
You see, our problems become insurmountable when you factor the, our sinful nature and tendencies into the equation.
咁有阵时咧，就因为咧我哋嘅罪同埋我哋嗰个罪嘅倾向咧，以致咧我哋嘅问题咧就系好似好难嘅嚟到去克服咗。
Because the Bible makes clear that sin destroys. It destroys ourselves and everything around us.
因为圣经好清楚讲俾我哋听咧，佢话罪咧嚟到去破坏咗我哋同埋我哋四周围嘅人。
So if we get our identity,our sense of worth from, let's say, our political position.
所以假如譬如好似我哋係透過我哋有政治有嘅嗰個嘅權嘅權力，而我哋嚟到去攞到揾到自己嗰個嘅身份或者嗰個價值嘅時候，
then politics are not really about politics. It's about us.
咁你所有嘅嗰個嘅政治嗰個嘅權位已經再唔係政治，而係你係關乎於嘅係你自己啦。
Because you might be sincere in a just cause.
因为你可能是很真诚的。
But you're getting your worth, your self-worth through that cause.
但是呢你是透过你所做的事情，你其实呢就去来找你自己的价值。
And if that's so, then you're going to have to despise or demonize your opponent.
就是说呢你这样做的时候，你就可能呢要去轻视或者呢来到去呢、去对你、对你的对手呢是有一个的、不好的看法。
The same is true if you're profoundly proud of being an open-minded person, a tolerant person.
咁亦都好似係嘅，譬如好似你會覺得咧，你自己係一個咧，係好開通啊，好能夠容忍人嘅人嘅時候，你可能以此嚟到去驕傲嘅時候。
Then you'll be extremely resentful towards those who you might label as bigots.
咁咧，你可能見到一啲咧好頑固嘅人嘅時候咧，你就會覺得咧好嬲佢哋啦。
Or you might be a very moral person.
或者咧，你會覺得咧，你係一個好有道德嘅人。
But then, if that's how you identify yourself,
但如果你是这样的来到去认同你自己的时候，
you'll feel superior to people who are licentious.
那你就会对一些比较随便的人，你就会觉得是比他们是好像高他们一等的。
You see, the list goes on and on and on and on.
那你可以一路一路这样数下去。
The more we love to identify deeply with our family,
咁如果我哋咧越咧喜歡咧，就係點樣嘅嚟到以我哋嘅家庭嚟到去成為我哋嘅身份
，our socio-economic class，
或者我哋社會嘅地位嚟到成為我哋嘅身份
，our race，
我哋嘅種族
，our religion，
甚至我哋嘅宗教
，our hearts are disordered， that's the problem。
咁我哋咧嘅心裏邊咧就會。就会是不同了。
Why is there racism in the world? Why is there classism? Why is there sexism? Why?
为什么在这个世界里面会有种族主义呢？会有阶级的主义或者是性别的主义呢？
Is it really a matter of ignorance that education will solve?
这些是不是真的说是因为人无知或者是没有教育呢？
No. Disordered hearts that desire control.
咁因為咧，呢啲心裏邊出現嘅呢個混亂咧，就係、是、因為咧，人係被呢一個嘅渴一啲嘅心裏邊嘅渴慕嚟到去控制住。
Even when we get the things we think we need，
就算我哋係得到我哋想得到嘅嘢
，they fail to satisfy us in the end。
呢啲嘅事情都唔可以去滿足我哋。
That's why it's important to understand Jesus' words as He shouts them to us。
所以我们就要很明白耶稣基督在这里看我们所讲的说话，去呼喊的说话。
He says, I am the fulfillment. I am the fulfillment of the promise of what you need.
他说呢，我就是那个应许的那个成就的那位，我就是你所需要的。
He says, come and drink. It's in my word that you'll find this, living water.
他说来到我那里，来喝这个水。他说你在我的话语里面，你就可以找到这个活水的泉。
Because my words carry, says Jesus, carry the living water to you.
他说因为我的话语呢，就是将这个活水的江河带到去给你。
What Jesus means by drinking is the same thing as when he says believing, trusting.
耶稣在这里讲那个喝的意思，其实那个意思就是说到你要去相信，要去信靠。
Because in verse 37, Ephesus says, come and drink of me. What does he mean to say? He who believes in me.
在这里他讲到,他说,你来到我这里喝的意思,他继续讲,他说,信我的。
What is it, he who believes in me? Why is it, he who drinks of me? He says, doesn't say that. He says, he who believes in me.
他说,这个人他会相信。
He who drinks from me. He doesn't say that.
他不是说到,他是谁来到我这里喝的。
The clearest evidence is found in John chapter 6, verse 35, where Jesus says, he who believes in me shall never thirst.
在这个约翰福音的六章第35节,他说信我的永远不渴。
You see the essence of what he's talking about?
那你在这里看不看到他所说的那个真意在哪里?
Drinking the word of Jesus is trusting him.
我们去到基督那里喝那个水的意思,就是说我们去信靠他。
Banking on his word.
在他的话语里面。
But the reverse is true too.
相反亦都是真实的。
The essence of believing Jesus is finding in him the satisfaction of our deepest soul's desires.
就是说,当我们去信靠祂的时候,就是说,我们在祂里面可以找到一个是去满足我们心灵里面深处的需要。
To put it simply, drinking is believing. Believing is drinking of Jesus.
就是说,我们喝的时候,就是我们去相信,我们相信,我们就去喝。
The promise is not only that we'll be satisfied, but that we will be satisfying.
那个应许不单只是说我们是会得着满足,而是我们也可以叫人得着满足。
See, he promises not only that you'll be satisfied, that your cup will be full.
那在这里应许的就说,不是只是你可以得着满足,你的杯是满的。
But that it will overflow to others.
更加的,你的杯是可以满溢到去给到人的。
I like the way John Piper explains it. You know what he says? He says, you're not a receptacle. You're a fountain.
John Piper, 他说到他就说,你不是只是一个容器,他说你是一个泉源。
Because when you drink of Jesus, you don't just receive. You flow. You flow like a fountain.
他说我们去到基督那里去喝的时候,我们不是只是喝,他说然后还会在我们那里流出来的。
Jesus promises that if you drink of him into your heart, he will flow out. He will flow out like a river. He will flow out.
他说,耶稣他讲到,他说,如果我们去到那里喝这个水,去进到我里面的时候,他也都会在我们里面去涌流出来。
You know, when a drop of his water falls upon a parched land, parched heart, a parched soul, what happens, says Jesus?
他说,当耶稣,他好像一滴水,滴在我们这个干渴,我们灵魂里面的土地的时候,
It's not like going out on 43rd Avenue and on concrete and it's a puddle. He says it's a spring.
他说,下来,那些水,来到我们干渴的心灵的土地上面的时候,不是只是好像有一滩水在那里,他说,会将会变成好像一个泉源。
And the spring flows like a river.
这个泉源涌流出来的水就好像一个江河一样。
And when that river of blessing flows, it touches someone's heart, another person's heart.
而我们这个蒙福的泉源就可以流出来,就去接触到其他人的心灵。
See, it's not until you do that, then you'll experience the joy.
直到你是这样做的时候,你就可以去经历到这个喜乐。
It's not until then that your deepest thirst will be quenched when you start flowing to affect others.
唯有是在那个时间,这样的时候,你里面的饥渴就可以得着满足,而且你在里面也会涌流出来,那这个水可以满足到。
Do you get the sequence? It's simple. Drink in Christ by faith.
那个次序就是说,我们在信心里面,我们去到基督那里来喝这个水。
Pour Christ out in praise and love.
在赞美和爱里面,我们将基督来倾流出来。
And Jesus says, you will never thirst again.
那你就再不会饥渴。
The Spirit does not, as it were, you're not just plugged in like a plug. That's not how the Spirit works.
圣灵不是就好像我们插个电掣一样,你插一个插梳。
You know, some people think, it's like, you know, plugging in your appliance, you know, your toaster or something, and then all of a sudden the Spirit flows like electric current.
有些人想呢就好像呢等于 你要用一个电器的时候呢你插插个掣那圣灵呢就好像呢电流那样流过了。
You know, let's see it. Here's the plug. I plug it in and it works.
不是就说啊这里有个插座了那我插进去啊电。
And then the spirit zaps me.
那然后呢圣灵呢就会呢即是 去流通在你那里了。
No.
不是这样。
The spirit in the Bible is always linked to know a person.
聖靈在聖經裡面常常講到的它都會是跟有一個人來到有關聯。
It's not so much an electric current.
它不是好像一個電流那樣。
It's a magnetic person.
而是有一個有吸引力好像一個磁力那樣的一個人。
Jesus draws you like a magnet.
耶稣基督去吸引我们就好像一个磁石去吸住这样。
You know, you ever meet a person who's very dynamic and wow, people just draw to that person.
你有没有见到有时候你接触到有些人你会觉得那个人真的可以将你吸了。
We'll multiply that a zillion times. That's Jesus. It's like a magnet. Draws people to himself.
耶稣基督就好像一个磁石这样将人来到去吸到去那里。
That's the spirit.That's the Spirit of God.
这个就是神的灵。
Living water, if it's only received, you know what happens? Your soul dries up.
这个的活水，如果你只是去收的时候，你只是 去接受的时候，是会干的。
Because living water is meant to flow.
因为这个的活水应该就是会流。
It's meant to be shared.
是要去分享的。
Pastor, missionary Jack Miller said that the abundance of the Spirit is for those who are believing now.
有一個牧師和宣教士 Jack Miller 是這樣說，他說神的豐富是要給那些現在相信的人，
And who keep right on believing.
還有呢他會繼續去相信。
You see, believing is ongoing. It's a moment by moment thing. It's coming. It's drinking. It's believing. It's flowing.
這個的相信是繼續持續下去每一刻的，是來到喝，然後呢相信，然後又湧流出來。
I shared this with my Sunday school class this morning.
今天我在主學那裡也這樣分享過。
I got up this morning.
我今早就
起床。 You know what I said? First thing I got up,
我就說
了。 I said, God, what's the use? Why come and preach? What's the use? Half people are asleep. What's the use?
咁我今朝早咧，我就同神讲，我话究竟我今日嚟讲道有咩意思咧？坐喺度一半嘅人都可能瞓紧觉。
Why bother? Why not just go back to sleep? Why bother?
咁点解我要咁麻烦咁样去讲咧？翻去瞓觉咪得咯。
And then I remember the gospel. I preached the gospel to myself this morning.
咁今朝早我就对我自己嚟到去。讲到这个的福音。
Because when you start proclaiming the Christ,
因为当我们开始去宣讲基督的时候，
when you start talking about the power of the gospel,
当我们讲到福音的能力的时候，
then that river starts to flow. The Spirit starts to flow.
这个的活水的江河就开始涌流，神的灵就涌流。
And when I begin to preach the gospel, the Spirit flows.
当我是开始讲这个福音的时候，神的灵在当中去涌流。
Just like you, when you share the gospel, because you're giving something.
就好像你向人来到去分享这个福音的时候，你是去施予，你是去付出去。
You're giving something because you received something.
你去将这些东西去付出，因为你有接受到。
And you know, so many of us have stopped receiving.
有很多人我们去停止，我们不去接受。
Long ago, we stopped receiving because we stopped giving.
有些人很久之前已经不再去领受了，为什么？因为他们已经停止给出去。
Then remember, in the power of the Spirit, Jesus came to give his life away for you.
你要记住，耶稣基督他来到的时候，他说他将神的灵给出去。
And in the power of that same Spirit, we are to give our lives away to the thirsty.
同样的，这个圣灵的能力，我们也要将它给到其他的人。
To those in need.
给到那些有需要的人，
who are desperate for a drink of water,
那些需要极之需要渴望这个水的人，
even when they don't think they're thirsty,
甚至乎那些人可能他们不知道他们自己是饥渴的。
I pray that God help us to see that.
我去祈求神帮我们来到去看得到。
And then you'll see changed lives.
那你就可以见到生命的改变。
You'll see instructed lives.
你会看见一个受教的生命。
And may I dare say, you will see holy lives. Because that's what Jesus is shouting about. Rivers of living water flowing from within. He gives that to those who believe. We thank you, Father, for your word. We pray that we trust it. We pray, O Lord, that the river of your Holy Spirit would flow from within your people. We thank you that Jesus promised that. And not only did he promise it, he fulfilled it. And so we pray that we ponder that today. And be fountains of blessing to a world that is thirsty. We ask that for Jesus' sake. Amen.